Well, Queensryche has always written its material off of a theme. On both our Warning and Rage for Order albums, we had each song loosely relating to the title. So for us, Operation Mindcrime was a natural evolutionary step to make a fully conceptual album with a story that worked completely from side one to the end of side two. And we're always looking for the next challenge, and for us, making a concept record was that challenge. Well, I don't think that we approach this album as a trend or trying to revitalize a form that had previously been popular. We just find it easy for our band to work off of themes and you know, trying to come up with an original story and paint a musical picture around the lyrical statements was something that was a very challenging prospect for the band. And we did it for the sheer art of it and not to answer any trend. The story is revolving around three main characters, one of which is named Dr. X, and X is the instigator of this plan called Operation Mindcrime, and for him it is a sort of a secret plan of subversive revolution that he wants to implement by manipulation and mind control. The other two characters, Nikki and Sister Mary, play important roles in the story. Nikki is the main character in the story, and the whole album takes place from his perspective. It is Nikki that's in a mental institution at the beginning of the album, and with his words, "I remember now," the story flashes back, and we takes us sort of on a journey through the events that led up to him being institutionalized. Sister Mary is a former prostitute turned nun that comes into the story. Both she and Nikki have drug habits that X manipulates to carry out his goals. So it's a rather twisted tale from the twisted minds of Queensryche. Well, we did a tremendous amount of pre-production as far as just the band writing the album. We spent a great deal of time on the music, and just the whole record, musically and lyrically, we thought out well in advance. It took us about 7 months to write it. Then we spent 16 days of pre-production with our producer, Peter Collins, where we organized the record into phases of how we would record it. You know, the segues that link the album being one area, the musical, you know, building of the foundation from drums, bass, rhythm guitars, you know, so we organized the project and stuck to our schedule, and we're happy that this album was the first one that we've done right on time. You know, we didn't go over budget or over schedule, so this was a thanks to Peter Collins for his organizational skills, and also I think up, you know, to the band for preparing for the album so well. Well, the band would have liked to have gone on the road right at the same time that we released the album, but there wasn't a tour that was ready for us to get on at that time. And we were just happy to actually take some time away from Queensryche and just sort of relax for a couple weeks. And because we knew that once we did get on the road, it was going to be for a long stretch of time. So on the one hand, it was a bit frustrating because we wanted to get out in support of the record immediately, but it also gave us more time to prepare for the tour and organize our plan of attack for the road. Well, I don't think that there's a master plan that we have to deliver us to a mass commercial success. I think our plan is really to just continue doing what we do and the way we do it. And we're hopeful that, you know, as we continue to make records, that our audience will expand. It's something that we've witnessed so far with our first three albums, that, you know, with each album and with each tour, there are more people at the end of that, you know, phase that are into Queensryche than there were before. So it is a bit of a gradual build for us, but we're confident that, you know, we're going to be a very successful band from just simply a commercial level. You know, we've already reached success in our artistic level in our minds. Queensryche formed in 1981 originally, and we started off doing just a very few gigs as a cover band, and then decided right away that we wanted to begin writing our own songs. That resulted in the very first project that we did to be released on vinyl, which is known as the Queensryche EP. And you know, the band up until that point had, Michael Wilton and I had gone to school together. A couple of the guys knew each other from high school and just the local music scene in general. But I think it was the parallel goals of writing original material that first brought us together to do this project. As far as influences go, they really range incredibly depending on who you're talking to in the band. Everything from the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, Yes, Genesis, it really just, any place that you want to pick from really in the musical rainbow, I'm sure someone has a tape of it in their collection. Well, I think for starters, strong friendships. The band wasn't pieced together out of the newspaper want ads. It wasn't a situation where we read an ad that said, you know, drummer available who can break things, and then we decided to hire him. It was more just a situation of a couple of us going to school together, seeing each other perform in different bands and appreciating each other's, you know, talents and directions. And once the band started going together, it really just became a team effort that everyone was very involved in. So at the bottom line, I think it's friendship. Well, I think as far as advantages or disadvantages go, there it really doesn't matter. Everyone has to start somewhere. And one disadvantage I can think of is that the industry is located in Los Angeles and in New York, the entertainment industry as a whole, so people tend to flock to those places to get noticed. It probably could be true that it's a bit harder to get noticed in a place like Seattle, for instance, but for us, it was a matter of just putting out our own music on our own record company, which we created back in 1983, and the results of that gained the attention of the record companies. As far as advantages, I think being away from all the trends and fads which have never really concerned Queensryche has helped us to just go off and create our own sound and our own style. It actually hasn't been very difficult for us. We organized the set so that we're taking excerpts of the record. Because we're opening for other bands at this point still, we're not able to perform the whole album, usually because we get a 50-minute set and we're mixing in some of the older tunes from the other albums. But we're sort of taking excerpts from the album and presenting it in that manner. And I think we're doing it very accurately. It sounds very much like the album.
Tell us about some of your outside interests and hobbies.
There are none. Queensryche is all-consuming. We like to water ski, snow ski, and party hearty. Snow skiing, anything that's you know, doesn't have our head between two sets of speakers, you know, is always a big winner with this band.